it's really true that you and I should make room for the Word of God in our hearts. And that's one way. The Word of God teaches us how to celebrate Christmas the biblical way. Make room for Jesus, who is the Word of God, in our hearts. And so I commend you for being here today. Amen. Life can be busy, but maybe we be likened. You know, when we read familiar stories in the Bible that recounts to us, the setting, people that were alive then when they heard the news that Jesus, the Messiah, was born, that Jesus Christ was born, and who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? Who is that baby that was born that day? And so we go to the Word of God, and that story, simple as it may be, has profound and deep meaning and powerful effect in your life, in our lives now. And so, rightfully said, as Brother Toto said that. And so, if you are ready and if you are able to, please rise up. Let's honor Jesus, who is the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Isaiah 9. Verses 1 to 7. Isaiah 9, verses 1 to 7. Isaiah 9, verses 1 up to 7. How many of you believe that there's power in the Word of God?
Yes.
Amen. Let's stay focused and let's prayerfully ask the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts even as we are reading it. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 9, we're going to start with verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. Look at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. Verse 6, this is the familiar verse that's quoted every Christmas time. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. See, when you and I hear the word government, it means rule. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Lord, we would like to thank you, God, for this opportunity you've given us all to be here, to hear your word, to study your word together as we ask of your Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us, that we may know what Christmas is all about, that it's not just once a year, but Lord, that every day of our lives we may know the reality of the light, the everlasting light that is being offered to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, in our previous Bible studies, we've mentioned that as far as in our culture now, what are the things that symbolizes Christmas? Ano po yung mga bagay na probably the sights, sounds, smell of Christmas? Oh, my mom said it. Oh, tumpak, mommy, tumpak. Lights. That's one of my favorites during Christmas time. How about you?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, people go to extra lengths in putting up Christmas lights, no? You see them in the rooftops and all that. And so, in fact, for others, it has become a tradition that they would hop into their car and drive sa communities nila or even places where they even go even as far as L.A. I know of a family, they went, oh, let's go to, and he said, Los Feliz. Griffith Park, that's right, Brother Roel. Because marami po dung mga houses that they would really decorate their houses with so many lights. In fact, some communities, they even have this competition, you know? And who has the most? And they bring it really to the top. They really go out. And personally, it's one of the things I'm going to miss when it's time to put down the lights. Kasi ako, like just like here in Carson, every time my mom and I would go to the church, so there's several houses in our block, just right in our block, and even dun sa mga streets that on our way to the church, that we would see so many beautiful houses adorned with lights. And so, mamimiss natin, but when you and I go to the Word of God, now we're going to find out na it's not just like during Christmas time, 1 month that we're going to experience and just see the impact of knowing what Christmas is all about. There's a verse that we read here that it says, those living in the land, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. See, the birth of Jesus as the Messiah is synonymous with the coming of light. The birth of our Lord Jesus ay synonymous po, ay inihahambing, being compared to light coming in the lives of people. Kasi, why light? Kasi, to remove the darkness that's upon the lives of people and darkness that has been brought about by sin that brings about death, and that's spiritual death, right? So the Bible, mapapansin niyo po, the Bible is filled with words, with images that link that God is, links God with light. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, let's look at that. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, let's look at what the Word of God says. God wants us all to be on the same page. We kind of started this study last Wednesday, so for the sake of those who were not with us, so the Lord would want also you to hear this same message. Amen. And we're going to expound it more today. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John, the epistle, towards the end. Let me know if you're there. This is the message we have heard from him. Who's that him? From Christ. And declare to you. God is? Did you see that? God is light. Amen. In him, there is no darkness at all. So, makikita ho natin how the Bible is filled with these images that that links God with light. In the Old Testament, in Exodus, you and I probably came across this, pillars of fire. How many of you remember that? In Hebrews, it tells us our God is a consuming fire. And then in Revelation, Jesus, he said this, is one of his I am, he is the morning star. Kaya yung last time we mentioned yung parol in the Philippines, bakit star? Papa, when did that start? For those of you who were born ng maaga-aga. Do you know, alam niyo ba ang story, paano nagsimula ang parol, how that started? Probably not, but it's amazing how, my goodness, if you go to Seafood City, how much does a parol cost? $300? Oh my goodness. Back home in the Philippines, my memories of parol is just, basta ano siya, star-shaped, then you cover it with a Japanese paper, no? And they would just improvise and put like a light inside, no? Parol. Because Jesus is the morning star. And you know what that means? A morning star comes during the darkest hour. I love that about the Lord. He comes as a morning star in your life and mine. When you and I find ourselves in a dark place, let him be your morning star. He has been my morning star. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So these images are often associated with, you know, God's presence. Let me say that again. Light. God is light. And so when the Bible speaks about that God is like a consuming fire, it's always, what it means is, it's the nearness of God in your life and mine, and his presence. How many of us would like to know that God is near? Amen. It's nice to have someone who cares for us and who will be with us 7/24, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. For us who have loved ones, di ba, limited ang ating mga mahal sa buhay, ano? They cannot be around us all the time. But the beauty of having Christ in our life is that as our Emmanuel, he is our God who will be with us. Now, if you were to be asked this question, how important is light to you. See, in the natural, light is important kasi it brings life on earth. Light that comes from the sun. Sun is a huge star. No? And the sun, ang epekto ng sun that brings light, it brings life to trees and vegetation. Natatandaan niyo yun sa biology, mga photosynthesis, right? And so, kaya yung leaves, they turn green because of the light that comes from the sun. Do you know that there are parts here on earth where the sun rarely shines? In Iceland, you don't see a lot of trees. Well, pag yung, how many of you magbaba? Where can I go for vacation? Let me go to Iceland. So let me warn you, not much trees. If you want trees, go to Maui. or go to the Amazon. Well, anyway, so kiddingly aside, so that part of the earth where the sun rarely shines, so walang green. And so not much vegetation. Here in America, in North America, there are certain states, do you know that, like in the states of Oregon and Washington. You know, I've met people, and in fact, I have someone at work, she came from the state of Washington. She said that it's gloomy up there, up north, because it always rains. It's gloomy. And in fact, this is a sad statistic. In both states, Washington and Oregon, that people would say that they are always depressed because the absence of sunlight brings about that gloominess that brings yung depressed state. In fact, the state of Washington, there's this bridge that they said that the hills of depression, there's so many people who are depressed that they jump over that bridge, and that's a sad, sad state. In fact, one of the things that a psychiatrist would recommend people who are depressed is to be in a bright place, a well-lit place. Don't stay in a dark room. So if kita nyo ang mga psychiatrists, alam nila yon. So because it's a biblical truth that there's something about light that brings life. Amen. So John chapter 1 verse 4, let's look at that. John chapter 1 verse 4. John 1 verse 4, the Gospel John. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let's look at that in John chapter 1 verse 4. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels. So John, let's start with, maganda hong simulan, in the beginning was the Word. That's right, there we go. In the beginning was the Word, capital W. Why is it capitalized? Because it refers to Jesus. And the Word was with God. So even before time began, Jesus already existed. He's the great I Am, right? He was with God, and the Word was God. Look at verse 2. He was with God in the beginning. So some people would ask, how did God exist? No, he has no beginning and no end. That's why he is eternal. When you and I understand about that nature and characteristic of God, that he's an eternal God, everything that he does always has an eternal purpose. Always remember that. Meron laging eternal purpose. Amen. Why do we say that? Problems, when you and I go through problems, ano yung eternal purpose? He would use even yung problems to push us to seek him, to strengthen us, to build up our faith. Most of us, I believe, if you were to be asked, in the many years that some of you probably have known the Lord for quite a while, you might have stories to tell as far as when was, if you would recall those moments, yung dark moments nyo na, you received a revelation about God's power and God's love for you. Amen. Yung time na talagang, overwhelmed with problems. Why? Because those are the moments wherein you and I begin to see the power of the love of God for us and what he can do. Amen? What you and I cannot do for ourselves, he is more than able to accomplish. Amen? Praise God. So look at verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made. Did you see that? That has been made. And verse 4, in him, that's Jesus, was life, and that life was the light of men. Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. In John chapter 8, now let's go to John chapter 8, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. John 8, verse 12. This is one of the second I Ams of the Lord Jesus, one of his important I Am. Meaning to say, when he says I Am, God uses symbolisms for us to understand what who he is and what he can do. Amen? Verse 12, are you there? John 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me. I like that whoever, meaning to say kahit sino, irrespective of race, age, educational background, rich or poor, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness but will have the light of life. See, God's word uses itong mga symbolisms na to, light and darkness. See, the Bible says the light refers to truth, biblical truth. How important ang katotohanan, how important is the truth to us? We live in a day and age wherein maraming bagay po na philosophies, na, oh, this is how you should live, this is how you should conduct yourself. When there would be times wherein, what do I do? Will my decision be based on popular opinions? Will it be based on what people are posting on their Facebook? I'm not saying that some of you might be posting things from sa Facebook na ginagamit niyon as a vehicle to share the Word of God. Very good po yun. But there are times wherein, in fact, can I say this? When I was reading that article, he now is one of the former executive ng Facebook. He said na he is no longer working for the company, and he said that, I could not quote exactly, but he said na social media now is creating hatred and division in our society. Because people can post so many things about what they believe in and if nagka-clash ang beliefs. Now, when those things happen, it destroys us. We hear of... which is really, really very sad. Kaya po natin pinag-aaralan ng Word of God, because what is the importance of having Christ in our lives? Makikita ho natin na when Jesus came in our lives, He changed us. But do you know that that power of Jesus living in us would have power that would also affect others? Yun ang mahalaga sa message natin today, which I pray that you won't miss. So going back to that, we live in a society wherein there's so much things be out there, information na, ano nga ba totoo? What is really the truth? And so we have to use the Word of God na parang salaan, filter. What do we mean by that? When we hear of, there was this, she was only 12 or 13? That because there was this cyberbullying happening sa Facebook, because now our children are into social media, Instagram, they post things, and then others would say, being bullied, oh, you don't look pretty. When they would post a picture of them, and then some would have, like, di ba meron ganun symbolism? So how would you feel if they would decide to gang up on you and then panay thumbs down? So it destroys your self-esteem. And please know, that's why it's important for us to know that this world that you and I are living in, we're not just here to exist, but you and I have a purpose, meaning to say, who is controlling this world right now? Satan is. That's why he's called the Prince of Darkness. His purpose is to destroy lives. His purpose is to destroy relationships. And, you know, it's sad, we would always say this, always go back to this, because one of the things that the Lord teaches us on how we should live is when conflicts arise. Pag merong hindi ho, ano ba yung, di pagkakaunawaan. The biblical way is approach the person that offended you. Yun ho ang biblical way. Do you know what people do now? They will post it in the Facebook. I don't like what this person, and every, oh, nakita ng iba. Oy. And they would begin to say their opinion about the other person. And did it solve the problem? No. It created a bigger problem. That's why Jesus said, the Lord said, do not conform to the ways of the world. It might be a popular thing to do, but if it's not God's way, then don't get hooked into it. Use the social media to something positive, to something that would spread the light of our Lord Jesus. Amen. And so that young girl committed suicide because she was being bullied. Cyberbullying and being bullied at school. We are saying this. I'm not just saying the statistics. Our prayer is that it would steer us to later on. I'm going ahead of my outline. Because when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, do you know that he further in extending and said, you and me are the light of the world. When you and I have Christ, you and I become reflectors of his light. That anywhere where God would take us, we would bring the light of Jesus that would dispel the darkness. If you and I would turn off this light on an evening, let's say Wednesday evening, pumunta kayo dito on Wednesday and then blackout, no electricity. When someone would light a candle, that candle, just one lit candle, would dispel the darkness in the room. Haven't you noticed that? Ganun ang power ng light. And the light of Jesus is greater than the spiritual darkness hovering in the lives of people. Hallelujah! Why do I say that? Because I have experienced the power of his light. I was once in darkness. I was depressed. I was up to here, overwhelmed with problems. You've heard my personal testimony, but Jesus changed all that. The power of the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. Na nagbigay life, meaning to say, now I know ang purpose ni Lord in my life. May challenges? Oh, yes. Was my life as a Christian without problems? There were greater challenges, but you know what? They were opportunities for me to experience the power of God's love and the power of his resurrection, the power of his light. Amen. Hallelujah. You would hear, some of you have testimonies to share about the power of the light of Jesus in your life. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so God uses these words as familiar symbols. Kaya ho niya ginagamit yung, the Spirit of God would use symbolisms that we see in the natural for us para maintindihan ho natin what he is, who he is, and what he does in our lives. So light refers to biblical truth. Let me give you an example. Before I came to know the Lord, ang meaning lang ng life ko was go to the mall, attend disco. Kaya hindi nyo alam, disco queen ako noon. Depressed ako, kaya I would go out with my friends. And pag Friday night, oh, pupunta na tayo sa disco. Yes. Would dance the night away. Pag uwi ko sa bahay, depressed na naman. I would go to the mall, buy something new. Kasi I was trying to fill yung emptiness in my life with bagong shoes. Oh, masarap, bagong shoes. Oh. Pagkatapos nun, after that, no more. Tried having a boyfriend. Lalong lumaki problema. Houston, we have a problem. But what I'm saying is I tried those things being offered by the world. But let me just say this. I am single, blessed by the Lord, and content. Because I have Christ. I have Christ in my life. Amen. Don't say it. Pero yung mga merido, eh, blessed din kayo, di ba? You have to see your situation in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God. Amen yan. Sabi, brother naman sa walking by faith. Minsan nagkakabiruan lang po tayo, no? May challenges in a married life. But when you have Christ, but God will see you through. Amen. But God will see you no matter what's going on. Can I say this? Hang on to Jesus. You're running out of options? Turn to Jesus. Because with God, he never runs out of options. Tayo, panay dead end. Oh, we tried it our way. Have you ever experienced driving in panay dead ends? One way, panay one way? Oh no, yeah, you don't like it, no? But praise the Lord, with God, may way. There's a way with God. There's a way with God. Even when the situation may be so hopeless, I don't know what you're going through, but God does know. There's hope in God. God has a power. He has the power. Amen. Believe that with all of your heart. Amen. Light also refers to what? To holiness and purity, while darkness refers to sin. Kaya Christmas is about, kaya sabi, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Why joy? Because, you know, there's joy in knowing that you and I now are reconciled with God. When you and I make that decision to accept Christ, to put our faith in Christ, that only He can save us from our sins. Kasi the moment you and I were born, nandyan na ho yung sin sa atin eh. Kaya kahit napaka-cute ng baby niyan. No matter how that baby is so cute, oy, cute. Just wait a little few years. Di ba totoo? Mine. No. Nandyan na yung rebellious nature, di ba? Haven't you noticed? Praise God, Jun. We see that no matter how cute that baby is in sinful nature, it was passed on to us. Kaya sabi, for all have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. But praise God, may gifts si God for those who believe. May alam niyo ba na God keeps on giving gifts? Yeah. The gift of eternal life in Christ. Amen. Ang bad news is we have sinned, sinners tayo. But praise the Lord, because Jesus was born and He came to save us from our sins. His light shone upon our lives. Amen. I will never forget the opportunity that God has given me and my mom when my father passed away. You know, God can use many things, many circumstances in your life and mine wherein isha-share na po yung word of God sa atin. And I'm so thankful to the Lord for that opportunity that He allowed me to hear the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. My mom and I accepted that, and our lives were never the same. Our lives were never the same. Ang joy namin talaga is with the Lord. May challenges, minsan may challenges physically, but you know what? Every day we experience the grace of God. Hallelujah. And so knowing that Jesus, sabi sa Bible, what name was given to Him? Emmanuel, God is with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so, amen. And so, know that it's important for us to have the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth to us. And it's the light that comes from God's Word. Now, do you know that kaya it's so important for us to know what the Bible says in every aspect, in every area of our lives, relationships, finances, lahat po. The way to heaven. Have you heard people say, isa lang naman God yung sinuserve natin. Some people will be talking about another faith. No, the Bible says that Jesus is the only way. The only way to the Father in heaven. No one else. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Wala na hong padrino. Wala na ibang, ano ba yung tawag doon? There's only one mediator. Hindi ba maganda yun? Yes. We don't have to go through. I remember noon, dahil hindi pa alam ang Word of God. Kaya the Word of God is truth and it sets us free. It sets us free from yung mga things that we used to do. Pero now we know the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that now God, we can go directly to the Father in prayer through Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so now, it's important for us to know the truth. Why? Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. 2 Corinthians, glory to the name of our Lord Jesus. You know, nakakatuwa pong ating mga babies, mga toddlers, you know, kailangan nilang, they need to know also the truth from the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. What does it say? And no wonder, for Satan himself, who is the prince of darkness, himself disguises or masquerades himself as an angel of light. Uy! Did you see that? Oh. He, deceiver who kasi si Satan. So what does that mean? He would use anything. Kita nyo to, masquerade. Ano ba yung pag sinabi masquerade party? There you go. May mask. No? So meaning to say, hindi yun ang totoo. Kumbaga sa labas lang, facade lang, no? He disguises himself as an angel of light. So, minsan sasabi, uy, merong milagrong nangyari doon. Pero if it's not biblical, we should not get into, oh, baka yun ang totoo. Why? Because, alam nyo, may power din si Satan, no? See, one thing about the Lord is, sabi sa Bible na, hindi ho siya yung ano tawag dun sa taong nagbigay tapos binabawi. Indian giver kung tawagin. Ano? See, when when God gives a gift, hindi niya binabawi. Eh, si Satan, before he became Satan, he was Lucifer. He's one of the angels. Meron ho siyang, ano, kumbaga, a role sa heaven. But because of pride that came into his heart, gusto niya mas mataas pa siya kay Lord. Gusto niya siya ang bossing. Kaya, yung merong gift na binigay sa kanya, hindi na binawi yun ni Lord. Kaya, he uses his power even to deceive people. And so, ang panglaban natin, how you and I can fight against his ways of deceiving us is knowing the Word of God and His Holy Spirit. Amen? So, praise God for that. Now, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. So, turn to your left, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Look at what it says. The God of this age, small letter G, no? Sino yung God of this age? That's Satan, ano? Has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now, let's pause here. Kaya ho, at times when you are sharing to someone about Jesus, pag blinded pa sila, hindi pa nila naiintindihan, it's like they would say at times words na, oh, hindi ako naniniwala dyan. When you talk to them about Jesus is coming back, oh, wala yan. Why? Because their minds, binablind ni Satan, ano? So, dun ho papasok ang prayer natin. Amen? And so, look at this. And so, that's why they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now, look at verse 6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, meaning to say, we mentioned this earlier, the light of Jesus is greater than the darkness of Satan. And now let's look at Matthew chapter 4, because like what we mentioned here, Jesus goes further extending the symbolism of light to us, his followers. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 14. Matthew 4. I'm sorry, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. When you and I accepted Christ, who is the light of the world, the light of Jesus has touched us, it has changed us, and we are called to reflect that light to the people around us. We're going to read many verses, so, and I pray that the Lord would speak to all of us. Kasi ang question dun is, how can we reflect the light of Jesus in our lives? Alam niyo ba, it's the way you and I would conduct ourselves. On Christmas time, you know, many things happen sa ating buhay, but I pray that that the gift of His love and His joy and peace a mag-flow. We receive it first, and then we let that flow to others. Amen. Sige, punta ho tayo sa Ephesians chapter 4, and let's allow the Spirit of God to just speak to our hearts during this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Amen. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Let's start with verse 20 of chapter 4, Ephesians 4. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Are you there with me? Surely you heard of Him and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Where do we find the truth? In Jesus. Where? From the Word of God. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Verse 24 na po tayo. Chapter 4. Sige po. 4:24. So verse 23, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Aba, ang ganda ho niyan, di ba? When you and I receive Christ, sabi, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Even yung ating pag-iisip, it has changed the attitude of the minds. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Napakahalaga ho niyan. Alam niyo ba na we reflect Jesus even with the way we talk? Amen. O baka naman pagkatapos nito, sign language lang tayo. Hindi naman po. Ang gusto niya lang matutunan natin is we have to choose the words. Carefully choose the words of what we're going to say that would help build up one another. Amen? And verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Can I say this? Give the gift of forgiveness. Give the gift of understanding. Alam niyo, that's the best gift. Minsan, we're looking for the best gift. Pagod tayo sa mall. Pero yun palang kailangan ng taong yun is pang-unawa. That person needs our love and our forgiveness. Only the love of God can change a heart. Amen. Look at verse 5 of chapter 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. Be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Diba? We mentioned earlier, one meaning of light is what? It's about purity and holiness. No? Living in the light of God. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. Look at verse 8. For you were once darkness. Oh, how many of us say that, thank you, Lord, you took me out of darkness, right? Yeah. For once we were darkness, but now, look at that, you are light. in the Lord. Ang ganda ho niyan. Can you say to the person beside you, behind you, you are light now in the Lord. You're light in the world. Light in the world. Amen. Light in the world. No, praise God. Look at verse, sumunod pong ang verse. Live, look at this, live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Ganda po, ano? And find out what pleases the Lord. Lord, ano bang, you know, Pasko, Lord, birthday mo, ano bang gusto mo? Lord, what is it that you want me to do that would please your heart? Amen? Praise God. Ask Him today. Find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. When the light of God shines and exposes darkness in our lives, it's never to put us down, but rather para po tayo mag-repent. When the light of Jesus shines in areas in our lives na kailangan humingi ng tawad, praise God, we come to the Lord and He's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. Amen. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Kasi true repentance is a radical change sa buhay. Meaning to say, kung ngayon nakaharap sa kasalanan, true repentance is turning. It's a full turnaround. Hindi ho 360 degree ha. Kasi pag 360, balik kayo. It's a 180 degree turn. Meaning to say, ang likod natin, nakatalikod na sa sin, nakaharap na tayo kay Christ. Amen. Be very careful then how you live, verse 15. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit of God. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pag tayo ho pala grateful, you're reflecting the light of Jesus. Like this past week, oh, there was so much blessings ho sa aming workplace. Too much food. You know, I even have to thank God na, Lord, thank you. Yung abundance, ano? And then I remember that there are many more out there na who needs us, who needs the love of God as you and I would give. There would be places wherein you and I would be asked. Kaya kami as sa company po, I praise God that I work for a company na that is mindful of the poor. And so we had this drive. We were asked to bring canned goods, meron food, yung LA Food Bank. So we participated. And so almost everyone on our floor, we got so excited to give towards that cause. Dahil there's so many who are, you know, not blessed. They don't have much to eat. Tayo, dami-dami minsan, ano? Natatapon pa. But praise God na you and I can have these opportunities to be a blessing to others. Amen. So be thankful in everything. And above all, look at verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And so, and we're going to end with another verse kasi we're looking ahead now in Revelation 21. This is, you know, when I read this and I said, wow, Lord, this excites us more. When you and I would read Revelation 21, we're going to start with verse 22. This is our future. Amen. Verse 22 of Revelation 21. Do you know that one of the things that you and I can look forward is the coming of our Lord Jesus? He came for the first time. That's why we're celebrating Christmas. But there's another much awaited event, and that is the second coming of our Lord. Hallelujah. Look at verse 22. As you and I would realize now that talagang siya ang ating light. John, the apostle, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote everything that the Lord told him to write. And look at verse 22. I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Do you know that you and I, when you and I have Christ, now we are the temple of God. Christ living in us. Hallelujah. Verse 23. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb its is lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. Walang dilim. Wow. Because God is light. Wala nang tulog. Wala nang tulugan. Hindi ka naantokin, brother. Yes, that's right. Amen. Alam niyo ba kasi sa Word of God, let's continue muna. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Look at verse 27. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Meron pong Book of Life, that's what the Bible tells us. Siguraduhin ho natin ang pangalan natin nandun sa Book of Life. And how do we have our names written in the Book of Life? By accepting Christ, putting our faith in Christ, following His Word, walking in the light. Binasa ho natin yung maraming verses sa Ephesians. That's how we walk in the light. When you and I are filled with the Spirit of God, lagi tayong nagpupuri sa Panginoon. May hunger tayo for the Word of God. Meron tayong willingness na magpagamit sa Panginoon to be a blessing to others. Meron tayong hunger for God's Word. We have this love of God na pag merong naka-offend sa atin, Lord, I choose to forgive kasi yun ang gusto mo. God, ayokong hindi kami nagkakaunawaan. And then we pursue peace with one another. That's how we walk in the light. Praise God. And there will be opportunities wherein you and I, God, I know, will open doors of opportunity. Can I say this? When God has called us to be the light of the world, this tong time na to, from this day on, let's ask the Lord. Lord, send me to places where there is darkness, God. Use me, God. Bigyan mo ako ng wisdom how to talk to people. And I will end with this. When the Lord brought me back to my workplace, I know that God has a greater purpose, not just to meet my needs as a means of livelihood. When I came back, she's already a believer, one of those that I came in connection with. She already told me about what's happening with her family in another state. And you know, when she came to know that I have Christ in my life, she asked for prayer. And there was a nephew in the family that needed the Lord so much. Needed the Lord so much. A young man in his early 20s that was sentenced to, he was caught. He shot a police officer and was imprisoned, and the sentence was, the penalty was death. And so she shared to me about the situation, and then, you know, I said, I'm going to pray for him, for you and your family. And the Lord, when she said something about, you know, I've wanted to share to them about the love of Jesus, but, you know, this family needs the Lord more than ever. He grew up in a family wherein he has, you know, the family, they don't believe in Jesus. And so when she said all of these things, and I said, you know what? I have a small pocket Bible in my car. And I said, I'm going to get it, give it to him. And she flew back to Washington, and praise God, they allowed him to keep the Bible. One thing I know, that there's power in God's Word. Amen. At times when something tragic happens to a young life like that, we at times would question, Lord, why? But if that's the only place where he can meet Christ and be prepared for eternity, then we know that God has eternal purposes, even in situations like that. Amen? And so I gave him my Bible. And another thing, she came here in church several times. I've shared to you this testimony. how she brought even her family here, and they liked what they heard and what they saw in our worship service, because that's the life of Christ flowing through us. And so now the son said, I want to be a Christian mom. And the Lord made ways for the second son to be born again. He wanted to come here, but they live in Southgate. He could not drive himself here. But the Lord made a way for him to meet a friend who is a Christian. And the church is so close to their house that he could just ride his bike to get to church. So that's a start. And when I got back, this friend of mine in work at work said, Monette, I need your prayers because of the mom who was diagnosed with breast cancer. When you and I would know that where we are at, God would use us. And so not just in prayer. So I remember that we, as a church, we bought Spanish Bibles. And so I texted her because the mom had her first chemo this past week, and so she had to take the day off. And I just texted her, does your mom have a Bible? And she said, no, we have some in church, and I'll give it to you next time we meet. You and I should grab every opportunity. God opens a door for us, and gamitin po natin yun. We should use it and let the light of Jesus shine brightly through us. And I'm so excited to give her the Bible because I know that the Word of God has life, and whatever God has in store for us, whether we believe in healing, but if God chooses to take her home, but if she will be made ready as she would receive Christ in her life. Amen. And so let us seize every opportunity. We have relatives, friends, gamitin po natin yung ating mga, as we come together, pray. Start with a prayer, and Lord, as we celebrate Christmas with family and friends, let your light shine through my life, and let your light penetrate the darkness where these people are at. Amen. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we honor you that you are the light of the world, your light that brings life to all men, to all of us. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful, Lord God, that you came through humble birth as we remember Christmas this year, that this season is not just about for one day for us to celebrate. It's not about, Lord, although it's characterized by gift giving, but Father God, we remember that you started it all by giving the best gift that anyone can have, and that is the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation that you are freely giving to all. Free because we don't earn it, but it costs the life of Jesus, your Son. You sent Jesus to be our Savior because we have sinned, and death has come to our lives because of the sin that was passed on to us. But Lord Jesus, we thank you that on that first Christmas night, the angels declared that there's joy to the world because our Savior has come. Lord Jesus, at this time, 2017, Christmas season, Lord, you know the condition of every heart, Lord, or even for those who are right here now. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, your light has come to us, and that light will take us out of darkness brought about sin in our lives. And so, Father God, we thank you that you're just a prayer away, that we may receive this gift of eternal life and salvation for anyone who wants to have it and to have the certainty of where our eternal destiny would be. And if you're someone that has not yet committed your life to Jesus, this is the moment that God has given you. Christmas Day will never be the same for you because you're going to have the joy and peace that comes from God that no one else can. Not anything that this world can offer can satisfy the deep longing in your heart. So if you're ready to accept Christ, we're going to lead you in a very simple prayer. And what I'm going to ask of you is to just follow this simple prayer. Confess it with your lips, what you believe in your heart. God has been speaking to you all throughout this service. And God wants you. He loves you so much. He wants you to be with him forever. And so if you're ready, I would want you to just lift up your hand to God. It's between you and the Lord. And say this prayer, I mean it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I come to you. Just as I am, as a sinner, in need of your salvation and grace, today I make the decision to accept you as my Savior. Guide me from this day on through your Holy Spirit and your word. I receive your light that is life to my life. And from this day on, Lord, I thank you that you will be my guide, my Emmanuel who is with me. I receive your forgiveness. And I also decide to forgive those who have hurt me and offended me. And thank you for the love and peace that I can receive right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you're someone, you have known the Lord for quite a while, and you're experiencing so many things that overwhelms you, that stealing, that the enemy is using to steal your joy and your peace. Today is that day that God has reminded you that he is here with you. And so we're going to pray together. And as we come to the Lord, just as we are with all of the things that's crowding our hearts. And so, Lord Father God, we come to you, Lord God, because you know the condition of our hearts, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you. Lord, we come before you, Lord God, as your children, O God, thanking you that, Lord, you are our peace. You said in your word that, Lord, you will give that person perfect peace when our minds are stayed on you, when our hearts are always trusting in you. So, Lord God, we commit to you, Lord God, all of these things that, Lord, is crowding our hearts with all the issues of our lives. We lay them before your throne of grace today, O God. May we celebrate Christmas, O God, experiencing continually your peace and your joy, O God, that only your Holy Spirit can bring, O God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray, if our lives right now are not reflecting the light of Jesus, we pray that, God, that you would, by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, just fill our hearts, Lord, with the love of God. And help us to be a reflector. Help us to reflect the light of Jesus in our families, in our communities, in our workplace, for our young people, oh God, in their schools, Lord. This is our prayer. And Father God, even as families will be gathered, Lord God, in Jesus' name we ask, Lord, help us to seize every opportunity that we can be, Lord, the light to others around us, oh God. Bless everyone today, Father God, and Lord, we commit the remainder of this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even as we celebrate, Lord, your love for us, that God, your Holy Spirit, continually enlighten our path, oh God, through your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's celebrate the love of God for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Sige, brother, daughter, lead us in our time of worship. Let's worship the Lord together. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How are you, me? Praise God.
When you receive in your heart that light,
yes,
your life will never have a darkness anymore.
That's right. We will never walk in darkness.